Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Sabina Prestipino from the Wake Up Europe Festival, and I'm in Turin with the festival's artistic director, Annalisa Piras. Good morning, Annalisa.
Good morning to you.
It's the first edition of Wake Up Europe Festival that will run until Sunday. Could you tell us what is Wake Up Europe Festival?
The Wake Up Europe Festival is a very special festival. This is the first edition, and it's a festival that wants to select the best documentary films that deal with the most important questions of our time. So there is a combination of extreme high cinema quality with the content that has to deal with questions that are very, very important and relevant for 500 million people, for all of us Europeans.
What kind of movie we will see in Turin?
We call it a selection for reflection, and we have worked very hard with the co-curator, Ove Jensen, who is from Denmark. I'm from Italy but living in Britain. We've worked very hard in selecting films that can resonate with people from all over Europe. So these are films that ask fundamental questions of us. Questions that are particularly relevant for us in this historic moment in which the Europeans are facing a lot of different challenges, from climate change to migration to, you know, the excesses of unfettered capitalism, gender equality, integration. We are facing as a continent a lot of common shared challenges, but we are not really thinking about them together and how we can solve them together. And above all, we are not really valuing the fact that there are answers to those questions that we can find only together. Take climate change, which knows no frontier, no borders. Take migration, that knows no borders either. So there are a number of things that are very important for all of us, but we are not thinking about them, thinking about the solutions that can be shared solutions. These films challenge us to do that.
And what about the guests of the festival?
One special feature of this festival is that each film is followed by a debate. A debate which is not only about the subject of the film or the cinematic qualities of the film, but it's about how the questions raised by the film can actually resonate with us across borders. So we have put together an extremely eclectic and interesting pool of experts that will all bring a different point of view, a different perspective from a different country, just to kind of brainstorm about how great cinema can push our boundaries and make us think in a new way about important matters.
Today, the past Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni said that Italy is isolated in Europe, and in his opinion, there's a risk of Italexit. In your opinion, is it true?
Well, we live in very troubled times in which there is extreme instability and extreme volatility in voters. So anything can really happen. We have seen it with Brexit in Britain, that extreme positions and positions that are not really in line with the tradition of a political system like the one in Britain can actually paralyze a country for 3 years now, you know, since the 2016 Brexit referendum. So I would not exclude that other countries might fall in the same kind of predicament. But I believe that Italy is different from Britain, and that Italy has always had a very strong core of Europhiles, people who believe that Europe is a way to protect Italians from themselves. and that's very strong in Italy, which it didn't exist in Britain. So my feeling is that it would be very unlikely that a majority of Italians could really choose to cut off their very strong bond with the rest of Europe.
You established the Wake Up Europe Foundation with Bill Emmott. Please tell us how the foundation began.
The Wake Up Foundation was born out of an extraordinary reaction of civic society to the fact that our first film together, the film that I did with Bill Emmott, Girlfriend in a Coma, on Italy seen from abroad, was cancelled. Its screening was cancelled at the Maxi Museum of Rome in 2013.
I remember.
Yeah, and it was quite extraordinary because overnight we received more than 30,000 signatures in a petition to ask us to fight to allow that screening to go on. The screening did not go on at the Maxi, but it happened in hundreds of places in the world as a reaction. And so with Bill, we realized that there was kind of space and role for documentaries that actually try to engage civil society about big themes and big challenges. There was something there that deserved to be developed. So we created the Wake Up Foundation to do exactly that, to bring documentaries as a tool for knowledge and civic engagement in schools, universities, civic institutions. And we've been in more than 300 screenings everywhere in the world, from the Italian parliament to Ukrainian town hall. So literally everywhere in... There is no small, too small or too big. We are just kind of supporting the idea that there is a space for public debate after we have watched a film together, and that is something that we should do more often.
In the past, you say, you and Bill Emmott made the documentary Girlfriend in a Coma. In your opinion, today Italy is still in coma?
Well, Girlfriend in a Coma was in 2013, and Bill Emmott and I, we were very concerned about the trajectory, the direction that Italy was going, and we thought that it was very scary. I'm afraid to say that, you know, 6 years later, there are no signs that the Girlfriend in a Coma is waking up. If anything, things look really worrying, and I believe that Italy is one of the few countries that still not started growing again since the 2008 financial crisis, and that the economy doesn't show any sign of getting any better. I'm afraid I don't think that the girlfriend has woken up from the coma yet.
But maybe also Europe nowadays is in coma. So next doc could be Europe in coma or Britain in coma.
Well, to be honest, we've been joking about Britain in a coma quite a lot with Bill Emmott because obviously in comparison with what we did 6 years ago with Italy, it looks like it's big time that we could do a kind of Britain in a coma, turning the tables on Bill and Bill showing me, showing the word Britain in a coma. But having said that... I think that we live in troubled times everywhere in the world. So really, it's the world that is in a coma. And that's why we believe that ideas and initiatives like the Wake Up Europe Festival are important, because we need to wake up as a civic society. I think it's big time that citizens started to realize that unless we take things more in our hands, the direction that we are going is a direction of sleep, of rationality and progress. So I think that we really need to wake up the world, because the world is a bit in a coma.
Thank you, Annalisa Piras, from Wake Up Europe Festival. I'm Sabina Prestipino for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.